All right. Welcome to the Two Broker Girls. This is episode 6, Open Houses. I am broker girl Sandy Lynn Burnett, and I am joined by a substitute Erin. Is that what we should
That's me.
Call you?
You can call me Leah or substitute, whatever. I'm good with either one.
I'm waiting for her. For those of you tuning into our Facebook Live and can see her on video, I'm going to call her substitute because I want her to rip off her glasses and take down her hair and shake it.
Really? How much are you going to pay me if I do that?
She's totally got that look right now.
Oh, like the not too hot for teacher? Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, so this episode, we are covering open houses. Erin will be back next week. She is at home with the flu, being responsible and keeping it at home. So
appreciate
we wish you a speedy recovery, Erin, and she will be back next week. Also, we are switching to Tuesdays. Same time, 2:30 Central. So be sure to tune in to our Facebook Live so you can make fun of me in live time. Ask your questions, leave your comments, and we love this to be an interactive show, but we also want this to go down in history, so we're on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you listen. Well, I say we should just get right into it.
School me, girl.
This episode is about open houses. Leah is not a real estate agent, but she is going to definitely grill me hard if we ever, that came out wrong. But
grill you hard.
If we ever, you know, run across anything where her as a consumer, she's like, well, what about this or that? Like, that's what I'm here for. So I wanted somebody still to be able to bounce these ideas and tips off of. So
ask some questions if they pop into my head, just...
Yeah.
Just like us other normies, non-agents would ask.
Yeah. So I guess the first thing that I want to make clear to agents, especially new agents, is the reason that we chose Open Houses to be our next podcast in this crawl, walk, run thing that we have going on for this show, training-wise, is Open Houses are... some of the cheapest, it's the cheapest way really to acquire new business. When you have a real estate license and you're like, great, what next? How do I start making money? Well, that's to basically, you need to start getting clients ASAP. And that's great that you have a lot of friends and family, but they're probably not going to sell their house just because you got your real estate license.
Right.
And so you need to find people that are ready to buy right now. And how are you going to get in front of those people? If you don't have a ton of money to start spending on ads and marketing and some lead gen platforms that we'll discuss in future episodes, how are you going to get in front of potential clients right now? And that's really open houses.
Right. It makes sense.
Something that I didn't realize until I got into real estate is, did you know that you don't have to, like, have a listing in order to host an open house?
Why would you want to,
like,
if you don't want to?
When you can actually ask agents that are already successful, that already have lots of listings, like, okay, hey, can I host XYZ Main Street, like, 123 Main Street? I always, like, I need to, like, get a fake
address.
And, yeah. In the back of my head, like in the Marines, we always said like Private Schmuckatelli. That was like the go-to
name. I know
name.
Him.
Yeah, exactly.
I know Private
Schmuckatelli.
Sometimes
they're promoted to PFC Schmuckatelli, but usually those are the ranks. But so on 123 Main Street, would you let me have this house open? You know? Also, a lot of times when I'm hosting opens and I'm not the listing agent, as soon as somebody walks through the door, I'll be like, yo, like, this is not my listing. I'm not the listing agent. You know, I'll let them know, because a lot of people, they think like, oh, that was so-and-so's listing.
Well, it takes pressure off of them because they don't feel like you're
my
hawking them
for a
sale.
Isn't to make sure you buy this house, you know. Right. Obviously, if, you know, I host opens for my sellers and everything, but... really, like, that is the number one thing that you need to know as an agent. Ask other successful agents that already have listings if you can host an open for them.
So you do that for publicity then, kind of to get your name out there?
Yeah, part of it. Like, I, in the prep and marketing stuff, I want you to have lots of directionals made. And just, like, cover the freaking, like, street and all, like, turns possible going into that house with your name and number, open house, signs directional. Because if I don't have my own listings, at least, like, I can fake it till I make it. You're seeing my signs out there.
I get it. That makes sense. Saturate it with.
It's going to legitimize me.
All this.
I'm an agent.
Yes.
So, how to choose a good listing to hold open. So I would say, obviously, your listing, if you're fortunate enough to have, you know, sellers that you're going to be doing the very best job that you possibly can for them. Obviously, you can hold your own listings open. But with other agents' listings, I should kind of share a little bit of a couple of things that happened to me when I was a new agent. And I was desperate to hold agents, like other agents' listings open, whoever would let me. And I had one agent be like, oh, I need these three listings held open this Sunday, blah, blah, blah. So I raised my hand immediately. I'll cover it.
Yeah.
And I was really excited to do it.
Go getter, you.
Well, then I, like, nobody came through any
of
the
three opens.
Did you
put out snacks?
Well, they have to come through the door to, like.
You have to advertise snacks.
I should have done that.
To every open house. Snacks.
But then what I learned was that if I would have researched these listings, I would have seen that they had been listed and listed so long that they expired. And then they relisted. And some of these were this agent's own home that she was selling, and she just didn't feel like dealing with it.
Wow.
And so, be smart about how you spend your time. If you're doing these opens on a Saturday or Sunday, that's time away from your family. That's time away from making money with other clients. So research these listings. Also, make sure that these agents don't have some sort of weird-ass expectation that you're going to hand over the entire list of people that have signed in.
Right.
Like, okay. Just make sure that, like, you're keeping these leads that you acquire.
You're getting something from doing the open.
Some listing agents in the past have been like, I expect a 25% referral fee on anybody. It's like,
if you're going to do the work.
At least I'm selling your listing.
Right.
Or whatever. So
you should get something from your, from your time.
Just make sure you know your expectations.
Yeah, time is money.
You don't have to be, like, cringy about it or overly aggressive. Just know that this is some shit that, like, agents have pulled in the past on me, and, like,
especially if you're a newer agent.
Exactly.
They're gonna take advantage of that. Well, yeah.
So it's a great way to make money. It's a great way to, like, make the listing agent look like a hero to their sellers after they're sick of holding this house open themselves.
Right.
You know? Just sell it to them that way. So I guess we, in the prep and marketing area, we already discussed, like, the signs and directionals, but make sure that you get some good, I mean, obviously we've talked about in previous episodes about color schemes and stuff, but I went through a phase where I thought, like, dark signs were cool.
Not at night.
Nobody can see them, even day or night.
Oh, like, really?
Does not pop.
Get the reflectors on.
Yeah,
there.
I need the reflectors. Those are expensive.
I didn't know any of
this. If you got reflector money, burn that reflector sign money. Okay, but
reflector money. I'm using that.
So make sure that you're creating eye-catching, popping, bright, nice looking directionals, and put them everywhere. I mean, even if it's, like, ridiculous, like, directional to get to, if you can put out 50 directionals
just all in a row, like Christmas lanterns, like, follow the breadcrumbs to the house.
Exactly.
Let's do it. Why not?
I mean, because that is, I mean, one more chance somebody's going to, especially if they know you, then it's like they'll snap it and just be like, oh my God, I see your sign out here. That is always a great compliment. So put out a ton of directionals. Make sure you're advertising it on social media. If it's not your listing, make sure you credit, you know, at the very end, listing provided courtesy of so-and-so by so-and-so brokerage. But I mean, market the crap out of that listing. Yeah. That's like your chance. It's doing the listing agent a favor. The sellers are going to love the extra exposure. I mean, so just...
Oh, yeah.
And then also, I mean, Facebook Live, I've said it before, I'll say it again, that is the quickest way to get in front of a ton of people that don't even like your page or anything. It's just organic reach. It's
awesome. As a consumer, a normie, I like that better. I'll just go with, yeah, I'm a normie. That's non-brokers. When they go Facebook Live at a showing, dude, I'm always looking at it.
Yeah.
Every single time, just because I'm nosy. And I want to see what the inside of the house looks like. You know,
Erin has told me that she's gotten sellers from it. That have just been like, I've looked
at a couple houses Facebook Lives. That's, I mean, it's the easiest way. It's free marketing too.
Exactly. It does not cost you a dime. Like, you new agents, you need to get all of, you've already spent a shit ton of money getting licensed and getting all of your marketing materials and everything that you've had to, you know, get ready to begin with. So you need to save all the money that you can.
And capitalize on free advertisement as much as possible.
If you're going to nail it in this line of work, you need to get your ass on video. Yeah. Not your ass, your face.
Or both.
Maybe.
I mean, I'd look.
You know, it sells. So you need to be on video, and people aren't going to take you seriously if you've got like no video.
No, video is important nowadays. Yeah. Like, I won't even, like, I hate when I go to, as a normie, look at a house, and they have just the pictures and the slideshow. I love the either the, what is it, the 360s?
Yeah.
You can go into the rooms.
Yep.
Or
that's Matterport. That costs a lot of money for agents.
Reflector money.
Got that reflector money?
But then what did you call that? What was it called?
Matterport.
Matterport money?
Yeah.
Then that's like one step ahead of reflector money? Yeah. Is that what that is?
Probably.
I'm learning so much today.
I know.
Do the Facebook Lives. Like, that's my favorite thing. Like, sometimes when I'm bored, I'll be scrolling. Just go through one after the other.
It's free, people.
Exactly.
And it has taken me, like, I need to practice what I preach a lot more. I have coaches that will rip me up one side and paint me down the other. Like, why haven't you done your videos for the week? You know? And I need to, and I need people to do that. But I'm promising you, agents, it gets easier the more that you're on video. So I think I've beat that horse to death, brought it back to life, and beat it again. Social media, door knocking. So this is something where I could totally practice what I preach, and it depends on the listing and depends on the neighborhood. But what better way to impress the people than, you know, just being like, hey, I just wanted you to have a heads up. There's going to be extra cars parked around here, like the neighbors.
Aww.
And just be like,
I like that.
I'm holding this house. It doesn't have to be cringy. Like, are you looking to buy or sell today? Like, no, I never am. Get the hell off my porch. Like,
I'm not selling anything.
It would just be so cool. Like, here's my card. If anybody, like, if you need anything or somebody like parked partly on your, like, let me know. I will make sure, you know. And
like
it's
that.
A great way to get your name out there. So door knock ahead of time and maybe the morning of. Newspaper I had written down, but that's only because I wanted to make fun of it.
And we're going to talk, because it's 1950.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a newspaper?
Honestly, like, I'm just sorry. Like, I'm not, if I'm selling your house, just know ahead of time, Sandy Burnett is not going to list your home in the newspaper. I will get the job done, though.
You got that, Grandma.
But some people, if you are stuck in the 1970s and want your house to sell, you know, go ahead and list it in the newspaper and kiss that $150 goodbye.
Is it $150?
I don't know. It's something ridiculous. It's just like, come on. If you want, like, a photo and anything worth it, I know that I just... backed myself into a huge corner. I cannot wait for the hate that follows.
Sandy,
this,
you put my house in a newspaper.
I would. If you came to me and you were like, it's important to me that your freaking house is in a newspaper, I will. But
just a quick question. And I never would have thought about it. And I, again, almost spit up my drink when you said that about the newspaper. And I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
But 100% you're right. In this day and age, when you can take a virtual reality tour and anything, instead of, yeah, 100% yeah. You're right. Like, there's just no way that anybody in this day and age should be doing it. And I think you have to even go further back. You're not stuck in the 1970s. Go even more. Yeah,
my grandpa reads the newspaper still, but I tell you what.
Slow down. I read the newspaper.
What?
I read the newspaper.
Okay, but he's not looking for a home.
No, neither am I. I can't even imagine. But
that, 90 years old.
What you said is right. With the way technology is, virtual reality, everything else, like, yeah, no, you're not spending your money.
Look, my thing is if you have all the money in the world to spend on all forms of media, absolutely do it. Like, get yourself out there in any way that you can. I did a few newspaper ads in the past, and I've literally never seen anybody, like, send me a text or a picture being like, oh, I see you in the paper, or gotten business from it.
It's like the penny saver.
So I'm just not about the...
don't exist anymore.
Save the trees, you guys.
Yes, thank you. We've all seen the Lorax.
Yeah. So, okay, so what do we do, like, on the day of the open? You know... All of this stuff I recommend doing ahead of time, just maximizing exposure, put it on your stories. I need to up my stories game.
I still don't do stories.
I need a whole damn episode on stories. I need somebody to come in here and train us all.
Stories?
I'm friends.
My 9-year-old.
One of my clients is 25, and her stories game is just like all the little dancing things on it.
I just don't have the... How?
I need her to train me.
I don't even know how to Snapchat. I just use it for the filters.
So...
I don't know how to actually use it.
We need to bring... you need to, I just have like this list of things to bring because some of it is stuff that I would have never, well, I never thought of it and I was in a pickle a couple of times, but.
Did you bring pickles?
No.
Oh. See, I'm telling you, it's because, all about the snacks.
Well, I know, but like some people don't like pickles.
Just bring them, girl, food.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Okay. I do bring food. Okay. It's on my list. Food / decor.
That's right. See it.
So you're going to get a bunch of signs and directionals in your car. Some people do balloons, and you have to admit, like, when you're driving down the street, if you see balloons, like, on a directional, it catches your eye.
Yep.
You guys, balloons are freaking cheap. Just, like, splurge and do it. Food / decor. One of my friends / coaches, Mike Bjorkman, he's all about the food, just like you. And he's, like, a special, like, bond happens. If you get somebody to actually, like, eat something at your open house and you have a chance to talk to them when you're, like, breaking bread together.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you start to relate. So make sure that you've got, you know, something worth coming in there.
Not just stale cookies.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have some.
Yeah.
If I go into an open house, I've been to many. And I do it for fun sometimes on a Sunday. But if they have, like cookies, I'm like, meh, they didn't even put any effort in. Like, that goes through my head. So if I go to an open house and there's, like, little finger sandwiches and, like, a little olive tray and, like, crackers and cheese and salami, you get me with the salami.
Leah
right
is intimidating the crap out of me right now. Like, sometimes I'm, like, last minute and I'm like, at least you get me, okay? But, like...
Go to Walmart. They have those meat trays.
Super important, though. Like, back to my open houses point, when you were talking about... you know, that you go sometimes just to see, like, what they've got going on for decorating or, like, you just, that is all about, like, the looky-loos thing. You know, they say, that's another thing that I learned about, like, from Mike Bjorkman was he was like, it's cheaper than the movies. Like, some people will, like, spend the day doing that.
Yeah. I'm
like,
I've done it on Sundays.
I just feel like you're a loser.
Well, I mean, I was. Thanks. Like, when you have little kids, you can't go do much. So what do you do for your adult time?
Go to the park. Like, what the hell?
Keep
your kids out of my open house.
Especially if it's somebody you don't like and you see that they're moving. I'm definitely going
to
that open house.
Yeah, exactly. True.
True. Let me see how these people live.
And the whole point of hosting these opens, you guys, is to pick up buyers. And you know what? If Leah walked into one of my open houses and she's not even thinking about moving, I'm still going to be top of mind. And you're going to be like, oh, my God, my cousin, like, is thinking about moving. Like, I should totally hook the two of you up.
Right.
It's just be seen.
Be
seen
cool
in your profession. And, yeah.
Like, if I'll remember you. Like, if you're that funny one, you're going to stand out. If you're the one that was more personable with me, you're going to stand
yourself.
Out. If you're the one with the salami tray, I'm not going to forget about you.
Did you know that I had, like, one of my friends
you're
slash
gonna
neighbor?
You're going to do salami tray at your next open house?
No. I'm just like, I'm not going to talk about salami. Right now, you're not sucking me into that one.
Okay, a cheese tray maybe.
So, my friend, okay, like, when these people come through your open and how you greet them is huge.
Yeah.
Don't stalk them. Like, they know what a freaking bathroom is.
Yeah.
Like, don't insult their intelligence.
Right.
And also, I mean, I had a friend where she said that her and her husband went through an open and they look, you know, they were super young at the time. The agent never even greeted them.
Oh, I've had that happen.
The entire, are you freaking kidding me? Yeah,
wearing a hoodie and like ripped jeans, you know.
And they didn't even like,
nope.
To me, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
You remember those too.
That agent could have sold that house. They actually bought that house, but not from the agent there. They like looked a different agent up.
Yep.
That's incredible to me.
It's insulting. So freaking, people can feel that.
Never, ever. Like, oh my God.
Never assume.
Haven't we all learned lessons like that? Like,
you would hope so.
Wow. That's incredible.
But no.
Okay. So the sign-in thing. How are you going to track these people? So to me, I no longer have sign-in sheets. I have different cool ways of getting their information. That sound horrible right now.
Let me guess. Business card. Like lunch draw or something?
Well, that's like a great idea.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, wait, let's do that again. Yeah. We look like noobs.
I'm a normie.
So business card lunch draw. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something new that I'm implementing is you just simply scan my QR code on your phone.
Ooh.
And then it's going to tell you like, hey, a video welcomes you to the open house, says blah, blah, blah. Have a look around. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house. Like I can teach any, you know, you agents get a hold of me on this because I've got like training for days on this, but it's something new that I've been implementing.
That's awesome.
I can also, what I do now is I actually don't bring listing paper sheets, like once again with my newspaper.
The things they put out in the rolls outside.
Like, come on now. Like, yeah, exactly. I don't put those. If I'm going to sell your house, by the way, a flyer on your freaking sign, a flyer box, that's not going to sell your
house. That's for nosy people like me too.
Make them text 123 Main Street to my smart number. Let me put that rider on the sign and then I capture their info. They don't just grab the listing sheet, keep walking, and I never got a chance to talk to them. That's my job. Let me do my job.
Right.
Anyway, so cool. I get their information if they scan my QR code. I get their information if they're like, sometimes depending on if somebody I think is going to be insulted that I don't do flyer sheets, I'll be like, oh, I just ran out of them. We were very busy. Let me text it to you.
Yeah.
Boom.
Go. Got their phone number.
You know what, people? You don't have to just walk in and be like, sign here. I need all your information. Because they're going to put fake crap. Like, you know, the whole idea is to get them as clients. Keep generating conversation. Keep being able to get in front of them. Make sure you bring entertainment or work during your downtime when people aren't there.
Look busy.
Oh, my God. Well, like, also be busy. Mm-hmm. Like, you're wasting an hour and a half of your life. And then also for vacant listings, like vacant homes, bring one of those chairs, like those like chairs you'd bring to, like, a barbecue or something.
Like a soccer mom chair?
What the hell are those called?
A beanbag chair?
Like the accordion snap-out chair.
What's an accordion snap-out chair?
Just a folding chair.
Yeah, yeah. Like not a folding chair.
Not the old ones. It's like, yes, I think
when you take,
I think Leah got it right with the soccer mom. Chair. Yeah, you just
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why I got to be soccer mom chair.
No, but
you know, but you knew what I meant.
Every single person
that knows exactly what I was talking about.
So bring a freaking chair and some toilet paper and thank me later.
Toilet paper,
text
smart.
Two broker girls to 563-334-4983 after you've had that save your life. And then we already talked about advertising. One thing I want to make sure to say, and this is huge, is safety.
That worries me about my broker friends.
That actually like happens. Like I've seen videos. It's just horrible.
I watched Dateline. Like I bought my friend. She's a real estate agent. I bought her mace for her keychain for, you know, just in case. But I'm a big Second Amendment advocate. So.
I carry a gun.
Good for
Aaron
you.
Aaron carries a gun. I will. You're going to be in big trouble. Like, you got the wrong house if
that's
you
right.
come in mine.
Absolutely.
That's not a challenge. That's just, honestly.
Every real estate agent.
I really feel sorry for you if you come into my house, my open house, trying to start some shit. But trust your gut. Yeah. Okay. Like if somebody gives you the creeps, that is way different than, you know, you being afraid that you're violating like fair housing or something. Like literally trust your gut. Would you rather be like wrong and alive? I mean, just honestly. So here's what we do. Here's what we do. I'll always be wrong, but here's what I say to do. And that's just simply like two things. If you think like you have a big enough social media presence where you think you got some like stalkers to worry about, I would say never host an open alone.
Right.
A lot of people say like bring a friend or, you know, that type of thing, another fellow agent, they're going to be happy to split the leads, you know, things like that. Lots of lenders are super happy to contribute to showing like being at your open. They can pre-approve these buyers on the spot. But also just get the hell out of the house. Like these people are creeping you up, you know, just be like, hey, I'm locking up. It's over. Well, I thought you had another half. Yeah, please like call me. Like we can totally do a private showing. I'm sorry, I have an emergency. Like be rude, stay alive.
Don't worry about offending anybody. Like call somebody when you don't feel comfortable. Have somebody either meet you there or lock up and leave.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Your safety is first and foremost.
Start going live. I'm here with.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Yes.
Tell
everybody where you're at.
Protect yourself.
Send like, people the address of where you're going to be.
Especially females. We got lots of creepers that won't leave.
Especially petty females.
Yeah.
I mean, showing a house.
You're looking at a couple right over here. So I talked about like the signing in, make sure you greet them. I don't care. Like just, oh my God, really? Like I still can't believe you haven't been greeted at a couple of houses. That kills me.
No, I haven't. Totally. I've been treated rudely too. That
you
happens.
Need to, and you need to talk to them. Like I don't immediately start bombarding them with questions, but I'm always like, so like, how long have you been looking? What's your situation? Where are you living now?
Yeah. Is your house on the market?
Yeah. Like, what are you into and stuff like that to where, you know, finally I'm just like, oh, have you been working with an agent? No, we haven't. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Usually they say a couple of agents and then I start like educating them and being like, oh my God, you know, well, just pick one.
Right. And stick with it.
And like, as long as you're wording it in a way that's valuable to them, they're going to remember it. And they're going to remember you. They're going to be like, oh yeah, Sandy can track all of the houses that I'm into or not into. And she can take on that burden for me. Mm-hmm. And I can throw my spreadsheets out the window.
Right. And the energy too matters. You have great energy, but there's been, you're very welcome. When you walk in, and I'm kind of intimidating. I don't know if you've noticed that, but when I walk into an open house and I see a real estate agent, hey, you know, I'm probably going to greet them first.
Yeah.
And then immediately I think they're like, you know what
really?
I mean? Well, and especially if they're older, real estate agents, they don't socialize the way we do.
Yeah.
They're not as... You
know. So you found their listing in the newspaper?
I did. The Penny Saver. A couple times.
No, that's so good. And sometimes, you know, I've been talking to somebody else or I've been on the phone being busy. And it's just like, hey, like, I'll just take a look around. Let me know if you have any questions. They love that. They're like, oh, my God, she's not going to be up my ass.
Right.
This is incredible.
They're going to respect you even more for that.
You know, and if I do have a sign-in sheet, like the seller's requesting it or whatever, I'm like, just do me a favor, sign in before you leave. Like, I just need to make sure, you know, and just, I mean, back off.
Yeah, but be positive about it.
Like,
I've always had the, you know, the bulldog face realtors. They're pissed that they're there on a Sunday and, you know, it's whatever.
And it's like, this is, okay.
Be happy to see me.
You are in a profession that you are 100% commission.
And
I do not make money
unless
people want me to make money.
And guess what's going to do that?
I am at your mercy.
That's right.
You know, and that's really scary, but that means you really have to put yourself out there.
Yeah. Be happy to see people.
But
you know,
the nice thing is that I don't have to work with dickheads or people that I don't want to work with. Like, it's super awesome.
You're working for yourself.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have to, like, eat it sometimes just to make sure that, like, you know, I can say that I did the very best I possibly could to make sure they were happy.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to do that.
Sure. That's sales in general. That's
but honestly,
kind of
like, I do get to just be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Nope.
And you're selling yourself as a real estate agent. Am I wrong?
Oh, my God. I want you to remember me.
Right. You're selling yourself,
everybody
your personality,
remember
everything.
Me. Yeah, totally. So that's your responsibility as an agent, to get them to remember you. Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything. Make sure that they're not working with an agent. Make sure that they think of you and make sure you know what, like we've talked about in previous episodes, you're selling you. Make sure you get across what sets you apart.
Yes, yeah. I like it.
Cool. Well, Jay, do we have anything before we're wrapping up?
No, I mean, and you had all good comments, just things like good information about the newspaper or, you know, having somebody there. Do you know what I'm saying? Or yeah. Maybe even taking a lender with you to those things. So, I mean, it, all good information, which you had as usual.
Thank you.
Tell everybody how they can follow you.
Yes.
They can get a hold of you.
I am Sandy with an I, Sandy Burnett. I'm an agent brokered by eXp Realty. If you ever want to talk to me, whether you're a buyer, seller, or an agent, or if you have a referral for the Quad Cities, or if you're interested in joining our brokerage, you can text 2 Broker Girls, the number 2 Broker Girls, all one word, to 563-334-4983. And that way I'll know what you want to talk about. And you can also like our page, 2 Broker Girls, on Facebook. That's where you can watch us live every Tuesday from now on at 2:30 Central. We are a weekly show, so please tune in. And until next time.
All right. Thank you, Leah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leah.
Yeah, no worries. I want you to get a pink ladies jacket that says Sandy on the front
Sandra
of it.
Sandra D.
Sandra D. If you don't, I'm going to be very
Did Sandy ever make it in the Pink Ladies?
Yes, at the end. With remember, she put a cigarette out and she's got her little leggings on.
I don't think so. Anyway, good job, ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah. What is it? RZA? RZA.